I'm Mark Bayshore. We're glad you could join us today at the top of our program amid a vigorous discussion over prison reform in Michigan. Our first guest recently became the state's top corrections official. East Lansing resident Heidi Washington has worked for the State Department of Corrections for 17 years, most recently as warden at Jackson's Egler Reception and Guidance Center. Calls for prison reform in Michigan have been common recently. Running the state's corrections system, which currently includes about 43,000 prisoners, is expensive, costing about $2 billion annually. Suggestions have focused on reducing both of those numbers through sentencing and parole reforms, while skeptics caution that the wrong moves could jeopardize public safety. Another newsworthy development came just a couple days ago when the state announced the end of its relationship with prison food provider Aramark after a troubled tenure. For her thoughts on the reform discussion and other issues, we welcome the director of Michigan Department of Corrections, Heidi Washington. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Good morning.
We need, of course, to ask you about Aramark. I understand you were somewhat critical of them, or skeptical of them, at least from the beginning. Why?
Well, as a warden, I was running an institution, and that the remarks that I've made in the past were as my perspective from being a warden. But as a director, I'm looking at things much more globally. So the decision was made between Aramark and the state to end our agreement and to move forward. And that is the direction I'm moving, is looking forward to the future and getting us through this transition and continuing to operate safe and secure prisons.
Are you confident that the Trinity organization will be is a good fit for the correction system?
I am confident that Trinity is going to be a good partner with us moving forward. They are a correctional based company, so that is their business is in correctional food service delivery. That is what they do.
As someone who's worked a corrections facility, you must be quite aware of the effect that food has on the inmates. There have been a number of articles about this and the relevance of food. What is that like? Talk to us about that a little bit.
Sure. Well, you know, it's an important part of the operations of the institution. Prisoners do appreciate the fact that they go to the chow hall three times a day, and we want that service to be the absolute best that it can be. And it's a tool for us and an important part of what we do in operating a smoothly run facility every day.
There was some dispute among the unions or displeasure among the unions that Aramark's position was turned over to the only other company that bid for the contract last time, Trinity. There was also some reporting that suggested that Trinity might hire former Aramark employees. Where does that stand? Is that a concern?
Well, Trinity has begun the process of this transition. They are speaking with employees, existing Aramark employees. They have their own application process, their own training process, and Aramark employees have been contacted. They've been communicating with them and inviting them to apply for these jobs. That is ongoing throughout the state right now. They will, of course, have to apply and go through Trinity's human resource process, and it is expected that many of them will come on board with Trinity. Trinity is also recruiting outside of the existing employees, so I suspect that we will have a mix.
Will the Aramark employees that they are talking to likely be subjected to what might be considered a higher standard? Will they be vetted more carefully than they may have been at Aramark? Given the history of Aramark's problems here in Michigan, can you say that they'll be vetted arguably more carefully than they were?
Well, I can tell you that they'll go through Trinity's hiring process and the requirements that Trinity has for its employees. And they have requirements at whether it's a supervisory level or a line level, and I can't tell you exactly what those are right off the top of my head, but they will go through Trinity's process, and they will go through a background check just as they did before.
We're talking with Heidi Washington, Michigan's new director of the Department of Corrections. We're talking about the prison reform discussion, Aramark, and other related issues. You know, roughly coinciding with your appointment, there have been a slew of calls for prison and corrections reform. I'd like to review a few of the more common themes. Back in May, of course, Governor Snyder's special message on criminal justice reform, there was one emphasis on helping offenders find work after prison. Do you agree with more emphasis on that?
Yes, absolutely. I believe very strongly that key to offender success is employment and education. So I think it's critically important that we work along with other state agencies and the business community to identify the jobs that are available and the jobs that are realistic for folks that are coming out of prison to obtain, and then that we work then to train them in the skills that they need to have when they get out so that they can acquire those jobs and hopefully ultimately get them job offers before they leave prison. That would be the ultimate.
How much more work needs to be done on that score? I mean, how big a job is that?
Well, it's a big job. There's no doubt about that. And there's a lot of work to be done, but we've already begun doing that. We're looking at the programs that we provide inside the department right now, and we are also looking at some vocational opportunities on the front end of the system. So vocational opportunities for probationers who are probation violators to keep them from coming into prison at all. So we're going to be looking broadly at all of the offenders under our jurisdiction and how we can best give them the tools they need.
And you're confident that under your tenure, you can play a role in creating a greater number of employable ex-offenders.
Yes, I'm confident that myself, working with the dedicated men and women in the Department of Corrections, as well as our partners and other state agencies, that we can come together and achieve that goal.
The CAPS report from about a month ago got a lot of ink. The Citizens Alliance on Prisons and Public Spending, that report contained a couple dozen recommendations for lowering our current prison population, which is around 43,000. Among those recommendations, reducing minimum sentence lengths and increasing paroles. Good ideas in your view?
Well, there is a group of folks right now, stakeholders from across the criminal justice system, that are looking at all of those types of issues, working together. So looking at sentencing reform, the courts, the prosecutors, law enforcement, and I will be anxious to see the result of their work and what their recommendations will be, because in order to make those types of changes, we need to collaborate and work together.
Can you tell us where your head is, where you're predisposed to be on that, though? In general, is Heidi Washington supportive of, are you inclined to support reducing minimum sentence lengths and increasing paroles?
Well, I'm inclined to support sentencing that produces the desired outcome and that doesn't necessarily hold prisoners longer than is shown to be effective. So at the end of the day, all of this equates to the amount of money that it costs us to run this prison system, and we need to be sure that we are getting the most out of that. And so I'm curious and interested to see what recommendations come from that.
So it sounds like you're still in the midst of studying a lot of the ideas and proposals that are in play.
Sure, I'm in the midst of studying that and, again, learning from what the stakeholders that are already assembled and working on these issues, I want to see what their recommendations are going to be.
Presumptive parole is a practice that offers supervised release to prisoners when they hit their minimum sentence. The CAPS report says establishing that is a good idea. What do you think?
Well, there's some legislation right now in the House on presumptive parole, and I'm definitely interested in that, and we'll see what happens with it. I think there is some value to that for certain categories of offenders.
We're talking with Heidi Washington, the new Michigan Department of Corrections director here on WKAR's Current State. Earlier this month, we had David Layton on our program. David's the Genesee County prosecutor, and he spoke on behalf of the Prosecuting Attorneys Association of Michigan. He and the other members of that organization caution that more than 70% of people incarcerated in Michigan prisons are there for what he termed assaultive crimes, violent crimes like homicide, sexual assault, armed robbery. And he seemed to suggest that there's too great a rush to let people out of prison. This is kind of the other side of the argument. Does he have a point?
Well, we are very cautious with who gets out. We the parole rate, the lowest parole rate is for the type of offenders that he is describing, that is violent offenders and then, of course, sex offenders. So they are already paroled at the lowest rate, but we need to carefully look at everybody, and I think the parole board is doing an exceptional job at that.
The prosecutor's report also stressed that Michigan's initial rate of incarceration, that is the percentage of felons who are sentenced to prison after a first offense, is relatively low. And I was surprised by this figure, 10%, according to the Prosecuting Attorneys Association. And Mr. Layton and other prosecutors feel that that figure should be higher. I'd like to listen to how he explained it earlier this month and then get your response. Here is Mr. Layton.
We think that if that 10% number were higher, in other words, you're incarcerated for a minimum period upon your initial conviction, chances are the lengthy stay and the repeat offender numbers would go down.
What do you think?
I'm not sure what he is suggesting.
He's suggesting that the initial rate of incarceration needs to be higher because there are too many. Too many of the people who are not incarcerated after their first felony are more likely to reoffend. As I understand it, that's what he's saying.
Well, I don't have any data on that. What I would tell you is that, as I've been talking about this week, I think we do need to invest some resources on the front end, that is, on our probationers and on people who are on supervision, felons who are on probation supervision, and put some resources there in terms of helping them to be successful before they get off track and end up in prison. And that includes vocational programs and more training for that population, because you can supervise people on probation, but if they don't have a job and don't have a way to support themselves, then chances are that they could end up going further down the road of the criminal justice system, and I like to avoid that from happening.
The state is facing allegations from seven former juvenile offenders that they were sexually abused by both other prisoners and prison staff while housed in those facilities. And to be clear, this action relates to alleged incidents prior to the 2013 separation of juveniles from adults here in Michigan. But my question for you is this: are juveniles in Michigan prisons safe from sexual predators today?
Well, first of all, as you know, that case is in litigation, so I'm limited on what I can remark on that. But what I can tell you is that the Department of Corrections takes all measures, all necessary measures to ensure the safe and secure operation of facilities and of the offenders, all of them, within our custody. So we have a whole series of policies and procedures that relate specifically to how juvenile sentences as adults are handled in our system, and we take that very seriously every day.
Are the current measures adequate, though, Heidi? Do you feel more work needs to be done there, or do you feel that the measures currently in play make juveniles in Michigan prisons essentially safe from sexual predators?
I feel that the policies and procedures that we have are doing what they are supposed to do, and that we are very dedicated to the safety of offenders under our jurisdiction.
Heidi Washington is the new director of the Michigan Department of Corrections. We've been talking about all kinds of prison reform discussions and issues going on in our state. Heidi Washington, good luck, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.